Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, I don't want to say it stunted Travis. I would say at the least of anything, which is good for Travis, it opened his eyes to, hey, look, like you better come out here and practice every day like your job's on the line or else someone else can take your job. And I think as a young player, second year player in the league, you know, he was able to take that lesson. I hope he takes it and runs with it in year three.
The voice there of Aaron Moorhead, Eagles wide receivers coach. Welcome back. Mark Cerise, Joe Giglio in for Johnny Marks alongside Ike. Aaron Moorhead there talking about Travis Fulgham and the idea of, you know, did Alshon's, you know, coming back last year, coming off the injured list and coming back on the field, the IR last year, did it hurt Travis Fulgham? And that was an interesting response there from Aaron Moorhead. Like, hey, you got to learn that you got to bring it every day in practice. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, someone's going to come out and play over you. And, yeah, like, so the way I read that was, hey, the Alshon thing didn't stunt his development. He's got to learn, if it's not Alshon, it's somebody else. If you're not ready to go, someone else is going to be on the field over you.
And you don't have much room for error. And you damn sure don't have any room to show up to practice, a meeting, or a game like your livelihood doesn't depend on it.
And well, especially when you're that kind of player. You've bounced around.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah, Fletcher Cox, just you go back to him.
Right.
He could kind of do that.
Yes.
He's all right.
But you, Travis Fulgham, no, you haven't arrived. And it seems as if this could have been somewhat of an issue. You got a lot of attention for a few weeks there. You start feeling yourself. You're doing a lot more interviews, and people are doing stories on you,
yep,
and this and that and the other. And you kind of feel like, well, I've arrived. I'm one of the better receivers on the team. Well, in reality, you're playing primarily because guys that they have invested in, whether it be high draft picks or money, are either injured.
Or can't play.
Or they can't play. And that's why you've been given the opportunity. But guess what? Those opportunities can be fleeting. And so what I hear right now is, yeah, you had better get it together, Travis, else you may not be on this roster. They've drafted guys, and there are other guys who are in their second and third year that are going to come along.
Sure.
Right? I'm not going to do the whole Arthego Whiteside breakout season.
No, let's not. Let's not.
I'm not, but here's what I will say. Here's what I will say. He has a head coach who specialized in wide receivers. It's the second year with Aaron Moorhead. The fact that they had been under a coaching staff that in their five-year tenure of being here did not improve the play of any young player on this team.
Well, especially wide receivers. They didn't develop wide receivers.
I got to tell you, Joe, no one. Who got better as a young player other than the old lineman, Jeff Stoutland?
Yeah, I could say Boston Scott, but it's a reach. Like, it's
right.
Boston Scott.
Yeah, and that's where we got to go to, though. But I'm speaking primarily of guys they invested high mm-hmm. picks in who didn't develop. So what I say with Arthego Whiteside is, well, maybe now they have good coaches here, how they're going to be used. And maybe you get something out of Arthego Whiteside. I'm not telling you he's special,
yeah,
but maybe you get more out of him than what you've gotten out of him.
Well, on the same token, like maybe a Quez Watkins jumps.
Right.
Like there's no
So for Travis
spot.
Fulgham, is my only yeah. point is, yeah, you don't have a guaranteed spot, Travis Fulgham. That's my only point is that you don't have a guaranteed spot. You weren't a draft pick. And when there have been guys that have been drafted, they're always going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Of course.
From the ball club.
Well, a pick and money has been invested. Like, it's the Fulgham thing's interesting because it feels like he's an X factor in this. I saw PFF ranked Eagles wide receiving core as one of the worst, which I understand that, right? Mm-hmm. They're all unproven. They haven't done anything.
Yep.
But if Fulgham can go back to what he was doing last October or be good again, or just be good, you know, help the team, all of a sudden, like, they can roll out Fulgham, Devontae Smith, and maybe Rager takes a jump. That might be better than people think.
And they need a Fulgham because you need a big wide receiver.
Yeah, they're all tiny or skinny.
Everybody else is, smaller. So you need a bigger guy that can catch the ball in the red zone, can catch the ball in traffic. You need one of those types. So Fulgham's going to have the opportunity.
Right.
You just got to take advantage of it.
No doubt. 215-592-9049 for Jeremy in West Philly's up. What's up, Jeremy?
What's going on, fellas? First things first, I'm usually not the biggest Joe Giglio fan, but it's been a good 2 days, Joe. I'm
ill.
Jack, can you cut that one? Can you cut that audio?
Too positive.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, Jeremy. You know what it is? He has somebody here with him that can keep him in check.
Oh, you're taking credit?
Yeah, because you're not running wild on the Joe G show where you're just going crazy for 4 hours.
Tucker's not keeping him in check.
No.
That's true.
We got some checks and balances here.
So for the Sixers, they've shown one thing at the end of the first game that we know is true. They're one of the best defensive teams in the league, and they have to rely on that. Mm-hmm. You have to respect your opponent because when the series first got started, most of our fans didn't respect Atlanta. And I'm like, if you look at their roster, they have a good roster with a good coach. They can ball. They have confidence. They got nothing to lose, period.
And they already know everybody thinks they're going to lose. Yep. So, they just come in and they play with nothing to lose.
Yeah, they came in very loose, Jeremy. They were here to play. And I think you're right. And hopefully tonight, maybe Sunday could be the best thing for
like
the Sixers.
Like a wake-up call for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now let's get to the sidekicks. So I'll give you my favorite and the one that's really important. So my favorite is probably Newman from Seinfeld.
It's a great one.
But Ike, you would know this. Every great black TV sitcom always had a sidekick and a great side character. One of my favorites is Grady from Sanford and Son.
Oh yeah, that's a classic one. Grady.
And another one, Rerun.
Oh, yeah. Two night. Well, Jack, you may not know who those guys are, but Joe, you should know who.
I've seen a lot of Sanford, so yes. I don't know much Rerun.
Yeah, Rerun is from What's Happening,
Yeah.
I'm 32, but this is what I do, so it's like, it look great. You get Grady and Lamont together.
Yes.
You get Grady and George together.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? No, listen, Sanford and Son, you can use
good one, Jeremy. Appreciate it.
You can use a couple off of that when you got Aunt Esther.
Yes.
She was a great sidekick. You got Woody and wasn't the cop's name? What were the police officers' names?
Oh, I haven't watched this show until. Was this a TV Land? I'm trying to remember where I used to watch this.
Well, yeah, it could be TV Land.
Cozy now.
Yes, that's where you can find Sanford and Son. Yes.
Oh, I used to watch them back in the day. So we got some NBA news here that if Joel Embiid takes slights and puts them on the court and uses them, well. We could see him have a big game tonight. So, according to Shams, Denver Nuggets star Nikola Jokic has won the 2020-21 MVP award. Oh. Jokic is the MVP. And I don't think this is a shock.
Take the Sixers -6 tonight.
Yeah, Howard Eskin. That's the name, right?
Yeah. Joel's taking names tonight. Howard. He's going to yell at Howard. I mean, you know Howard's probably going to get on a Zoom tonight and make sure everyone knows that Jokic won the MVP. There's no question about that. But Joel did not win. I'm not surprised. Jokic was the favorite for a reason. He played basically every game. He was going to win the award over Joel this year. But it does, I think, lead to a big Joel game tonight. Brian is up on WIP. Hey, Brian.
It's a planetary.
It's a what? Brian, you there, buddy? What do you think, Brian? Who is Brian talking to?
I have no idea.
My favorite is when people are clearly in the drive-thru. Like just ordering some food and you go to them. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, hold on for a minute. Hold on. Let me get this. No mayo on that.
What are we doing here? Vince in Frankfurt. What's up, Vince?
Yo, what's up?
How we doing?
Oh, no, I'm good, man. I just chimed in kind of late.
I got there when the guy said the Huggy Bear was a great character, right? And you better help me out on this, man. Huggy Bear, my man and all that, but he was a little more on the snitchy side. Let's keep it real, right? Let's keep it 100.
Yeah, buddy, what's the character? Yeah,
I love Huggy Bear, too. My man, I give it. The only pass I
get. It was, yes.
But
yes.
A lot of parts for the brothers.
Yes.
You know, so you want him off the list, Frank? With Vince, what are you thinking?
No, I'm not.
He's playing. I understand what you're saying, though, Vince. I didn't even think of it that way.
Night, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But getting down to the boys tonight, man, listen, it's all or nothing. Either we win tonight and we win the series, or we lose tonight and we're going to lose the series. It's going to be a hell of a disappointment.
Vince, so are you considering this a can't lose or a must win? What are you feeling?
It's a must win. Yeah. No doubt about that. It's a must win. But we going to smoke them. We're going to smoke them. I don't have no doubt.
All right, Vince, we appreciate some confidence there from Vince. He's got the must win. Jack, I feel like people have moved to our side on this. It is a must win. It's not a can't lose.
No, you can't. Yeah, you must win this game. You
can't lose it, man.
Like, you're on the wrong side of this. This
yeah,
is
I mean,
must
78%
win.
Of Twitter
not
polls.
Lose this game, man.
Although we did have one tweeter tweet in saying, it's obviously a must win. All games are in the playoffs. Dumb question. I really wanted to respond back with, well, you also can't lose this game.
But, so answer. Just answer the poll. 215-592-9494 for Andrew's in Westville. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's up?
What are you thinking here, Andrew? What you thought of the Sixers?
I feel like Ben Simmons has to be on Trey the whole game. He was a defensive player of the year candidate. Let him go out and guard the best player.
Well, yeah. he wants to. You know, he talked after the game on Sunday.
He says he wants to.
You know, but I'm with you, Andrew, and I know the foul trouble thing is concerning, but look.
Let me ask you this. Why is it concerning when we don't necessarily – his offense is kind of hit or miss?
Well, you still want him on the court.
Yeah, I do, but I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just saying this. I had a read in the GQ article, Ben Simmons basically stand there and campaign for Defensive Player of the Year award. Well, you know what Defensive Player of the Year's at that position can do? They guard multiple positions, and Ben can. Andrew, Trae Young's really good. He's a chore, but I'm with you. I want to see Ben on him. And the other part about it is you can only play Matisse Thybulle so many minutes. He's the other guy that could guard Trae Young. But he's not. Matisse isn't playing 35 minutes. So
no.
So Ben's got to be on him a lot. I'm with you on this, Andrew.
I think that's a major key. And I think we got it, though. I think this is it. We're definitely going to cover. Joel's going to dominate.
Andrew, how about your TV side character? Who you got?
How about Donkey?
Donkey from?
Shrek.
From Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, yes. Good one.
I didn't know where we were going with that. Andrew, appreciate it. But yeah, Donkey. Yeah. Literally, Donkey from Shrek.
Shrek, yeah.
All right, it's 5:40. You know what that means? It's time for the text line.
Yes, sir.
Text line.
Why is it a big deal that Howie consults with Cox? He would let Peters write his own contracts. John in Southern Delaware.
Well, this is part of the problem around here, right? All these guys were on the show. I mean, Jason Peters, I'm not over. It's almost a year.
I agree.
That they asked him to go back and they asked him to play a different position. He asked for more money. Like, that was the tipping point. We all should have known.
For me, that's when and you know I rarely rip Eagles greats.
We should have known that last season was headed to a bad place.
Yeah, that bothered me, yes.
To trade Cox or not to trade Cox? This is the question that beckons us. It's also the new feud between Joey G and our fearless leader. I hope Fletch sits in on the stable like the universe is right again. LTBB forever. Tom from Abington.
I know Tom's call. Calls, yes. I know his
text. Yeah.
You hear it. It is funny or just ironic that Fletcher and Carson were close, and now it's like the news story is now Carson's gone. Who are we going to write stories about? Fletcher.
Seemingly, they both had some of the same traits.
That's why they're so close.
That's why they're buddies. That's why they're best friends. Similar.
Marks should pitch a spicy rum-flavored seltzer drink called Red Claw. Mike in Birdsboro.
Is there a drink out there called Red Claw already?
There probably is. Right? There's so many claws out there. what would be Red Claw? What would you put in it? Cranberry juice? Would that go?
Oh, tomato juice?
Gotta go. No,
tomato juice?
Not tomato juice. Cranberry juice, right?
You like tomato juice drinks?
No, I hate tomato juice.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I feel like red's more synonymous with tomatoes than cranberries.
I agree, but you want to enjoy the drink.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, I'm sure you like V8s vegetarian.
Actually,
boy.
I had a carrot juice today.
That's disgusting.
Oh, is that what
Why
that
would
is?
You do that?
What's wrong with carrot juice?
First off, what adult drinks juice? That's a first question. And why would you choose carrot juice?
Why drink juice now?
Yeah, what's wrong with juice?
What's wrong with that?
Juice is for toddlers.
I mean, you sleep on your stomach. You're crazy.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's more people that sleep on their stomach than their back. You can't fall asleep on your back.
That's the only way I can fall asleep.
How? It's not comfortable.
Do you have a pillow? Are you sleeping on a mattress or the floor?
I sleep on the mattress. Honestly, I think that's why I have a bigger gut, because gravity's pulling down my gut all night.
So turn around.
I might think about it.
And you'll keep spooning with Sparty if you keep it up. Renee from South Jersey.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah. Or at least once a week anyway.
Who is more on the hot seat? The Phillies, Sixers, or John Marks with his sunburn? Nick in Delaware.
Oh, it's Marks.
Got to go Marksy.
Yeah, Marks right now, because he's literally sunburned right now.
So I'm a softy.
A question about him being sunburned. How does that impact the rest of the week for him?
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah, it makes it less enjoyable, that's for sure.
Well, because you're just always in pain. Like sunburn doesn't go away.
And he can't go back out to the beach, right?
Well, he's got to wear a shirt.
Yeah, he goes back to the beach.
Okay. I don't know if it'd be too painful for him to be out.
No, it's like sunburn. You could tolerate it. It's like a torn meniscus. Like, it's a pain tolerance.
Yeah, Joel and Mark, same thing this week.
Well, both are grinding their way through it. I mean, everyone knows John Mark's a Philly guy.
Okay.
You have to be T-shirt guy, though, because you don't want to get a worse burn.
Well, fat guys are always T-shirt guys, so I was always a T-shirt guy at the beach.
Well, that's why you're not worried about the burn.
Yeah,
T-shirt on.
Exactly.
So he really did get White Claw wasted. Usually Toucan Sam is associated with Fruit Loops for breakfast. Way to live your best life, Philly guy. Enjoy vacation. Scott from Delco.
Mark's getting Philly guide on the text line.
Oh, man. They are brutal. And Jack set him up for that, because that's why he throws out all his business out there. You know,
I would never.
Sandy got wasted before 11 o'clock.
No, that was what was relayed to me. I may have fabricated the 11 o'clock.
Of course you did.
Now, did you get the report straight from the source, or do you have sources?
No, well, straight from the source. Let's just say it was a good source.
Okay.
He wanted to make sure it was known.
Well, I mean, he put the Instagram up of his own sunburn.
Yeah. He's got to keep in the news when he's down at the beach, even though he's off for a week.
Make sure we're talking about him.
Well, listen, they don't talk about nobody's job.
That is absolutely true. 215-592-9494. Eddie is in New Jersey. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Eddie?
Good, Eddie.
Hey, Ike, man. Hey, I got the Sixers by 15 tonight. Can I get some Ike juice?
Oh, yeah, hook him up. They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice.
Especially hearing after that news that Joel didn't get the MVP. I think, I think he's going to take some names tonight. So I'm looking forward to that. I wanted to put my name in for the contest, the sidekick.
Yeah, who you got?
Man, how about Jerome from The Martin Show?
He's good.
Yeah, right.
Is Martin coming back? Are they doing something like a reunion, Martin? I feel like I saw this.
I heard about that. I don't know if they are going to do it. I don't even know if that's a good idea. But, yeah, I think everybody's doing reruns, right? Or reunions or something.
Oh, Friends
like
just
that.
Did it.
Yeah.
Feels like we're out of ideas. Let's just, as long as everyone's alive, we bring them back and do a show again.
Yeah, run them back out there, man. We did Coming to America 2.
Well, there's Wedding Crashers 2 that's being shot right now.
Okay. I kind of want to see that.
Because it's not been that long. Like, I mean, it's 2006.
Right.
That's different than Coming to America.
Has it been 2006?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
What's the line you think where a reunion gets silly? 20 years?
Yeah. Because then the characters have completely changed. Well, they don't even look the same.
James Earl Jones could barely even act in Coming to America too.
Like the Friends thing, right? Like the whole plot was they were all friends in their late 20s or 30s. That's kind of like lived the New York life, like if they're in their 40s or 50s, it's weird,
right? So yeah, did you watch the reunion?
I didn't.
Okay, yeah. Did they come back with? Were they married with kids? And
you got to think the lifestyle would be different,
right?
We can't be doing the 20s single thing. We're old. It just life changes there.
I was gonna say yeah, life hadn't been too great for them.
It's pretty amazing. So our last caller said by 15 at least. The confidence level in the last hour. You think it's because people are driving to the game? They're like getting their mind right?
Yeah, that's definitely what it is. That's part of it. And hearing that Jokic won the MVP, you could see Embiid sort of being motivated by that.
Well, there are some guys you think it doesn't matter that much. Like they're locked in. If I feel like it matters to Joel.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind it matters.
I remember the whole thing with when he played better up in Boston, I think it was, after he got ripped by Chuck and Shaq. Like, yep. All this stuff, it all plays into his mind. So tonight we have game two of the Eastern Conference Semi, Sixers-Hawks, 7:30 tip. Mm. And let's get the final read at our Twitter poll question. Sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Looking to get engaged? Visit my friend Jim at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and support the home team. You won't regret it. Visit marks-jewelers.com and schedule an appointment with a diamond expert. So, a couple on the Sixers. What's your feeling on tonight's Sixers game? It ends at 53.5, say close win. So, we've gone further in for blowout win.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a 119-112 win.
One, so, 7.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just
so you cover.
Just cover in there.
Well,
not yet.
It may have something to do with it, right. Yes.
All right, I agree.
Also works for the total.
I think they're going to cover as well.
Are we doing the Philly parlay tonight? I mean, we got the Phil's Braves, too.
You feeling good about Nola tonight? Long rest.
Well, it's Nola against the Braves. I don't feel great about it.
But he's at home.
Yeah. He's at home, and he's got more rest. He's usually better on long rest. Plus,
feel good about
Yeah, but we need him, so that's usually when he lets us down. So,
would you let me feel good about the Phillies tonight?
More likely. They blast Drew Smiley, who they used to play with, or Drew Smiley shuts them down for 6 innings, and we're coming in here tomorrow upset. They going to hit Drew Smiley tonight?
I'm going with they're hitting Drew Smiley tonight.
More likely, Sixers blowout, Phil's blowout.
Oh, it's more likely the Sixers would get a blowout than the Phillies.
I think Phillies.
Really?
They're taking on Drew Smiley. So he's a home run machine. He gives up home runs every couple innings.
Okay. I'll go with it. I just didn't think the Phillies had the ability to blow anybody out.
Yeah, but you're discounting they're getting hot.
That's right.
I mean, 17 runs last, 12 runs the other day.
Sunday, you're right.
Sunday was the weirdest game with the net. Hopefully the net is back together tonight for a full game.
Is this the first game since? Yeah, it is the first game since then. Okay.
Yes. So the Phillies tonight will be taking on the Braves, first of three, today, tomorrow, and then an afternoon game on Thursday. Rob Ellis is actually coming up in a couple minutes here. Rob's doing
back-to-back Robs?
Yes. We had Rob Cherry, which I enjoyed listening to Rob Cherry last night. He had his Sixers takes. And, so Rob Ellis is going to come up next for leading into the Phillies games. It is a Nola night. Phillies, Braves, and then, of course, tonight we have Sixers game two. So, Ike, we're coming here tomorrow.
Yeah.
2:00.
I got a 7-3 win for the Phillies tonight.
7-3. All right, that's – listen, if they win 7-3, Jack's going to be saying they're red hot.
7-3 win tonight. Big fella leads it.
Well, listen with
– Bryce.
Are we going to get breakout Bryce?
We need a Bryce home run.
He's
tonight.
In the cleanup spot tonight.
We need a Bryce homer tonight.
Yeah, Girardi swapped Hoskins and Bryce. So Hoskins hitting 3 now, Bryce hitting 4. Hopefully it works, and hopefully the Phillies get some more wins because they need him. Get close, get back to .500. Ike, fun show today. We'll be back tomorrow.
Hopefully talking about double wins.
Double wins against Atlanta.
Yes.
Which we need. All right, everyone, you guys have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow. Phillies and the Braves. Leading off coming up with Rob Ellis in just a couple minutes. You guys have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.